advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sorry. Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
That was an honest mistake.
It did look like an accident.
I had my finger on the bell. I didn't mean to. I honestly tried to do it correct.
I mean, we only had so much practice. I mean, fiddling with your phone before you fucking hit the bell.
It's
happened.
You were too.
Yeah. So the OCD thing made me remember something from Mexico. The fucking roundabouts. There was 180 roundabouts in the Garza Circle thing. I was like, I've never been here. I was trying to justify am I allowed to have the radio on? Can I have the podcast playing on the radio when I go through all these fucking roundabouts? And the answer was yes. It doesn't fucking matter. I can do whatever I want in Mexico.
That's good.
OCDs don't count there. So I drove through all the circles with radio on. I don't care.
I like the way you encompassed that. I like the way that it's, you can do whatever you want in Mexico. OCDs don't count there.
It wasn't the Garza Circle.
Right.
There was no tradition. It was more of
such a radical difference between the Garza Circle and all the other circles.
It's because the tradition, the record of like the standing record of like fucking, 25 years or whatever it's been that I've never had the radio on. That's why it was okay. Because I don't have that record there.
Yeah,
I
can start
that record
there. The problem is that every time you go to Mexico and go to a roundabout, you have to have the radio on.
Nah.
That's the problem now.
Nah, I'm okay. I don't have that. It's not a problem.
Yeah.
I can fight certain OCDs, but there were lots of pigeon jokes to be made like that. And I was like, my mom was like, hey, look, you know that guy? And I was like,
that's pretty good.
I was like, he's not from where I'm from.
No, I know this one's different. Yeah. This one doesn't look familiar. That's a Mexican pigeon. Yeah.
You see the sombrero? I was like,
yeah. Yeah. They have clearly fucking donkey saddles on pigeons over there.
Yeah.
That's
pretty awesome.
What are we doing?
Whiskey.
Well, hold on. Before we get to that, I want to close out the year. I know we're getting towards the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And sadly, we've gained a lot of fans over the year and a half we've been doing this show. And, it's time to move on to bigger and better things. So we're just going to take this time to kind of say goodbye and, that we had fun doing this while we could. And I didn't think I was going to get kind of emotional on it, but it is kind of emotional. We put a lot of hard work into the show and, done a lot of great things and made a lot of good memories. All good things come to an end at some time.
Dave doesn't want to do it anymore. That's what it came down to. He's a fucking asshole. This is Dave's fault.
Yeah, you stupid motherfucker. I hate you.
What? Guys, we're still doing the show.
Oh, yeah.
Are we?
Yeah. Brad's the asshole for fucking with you guys. I just sat quietly. I was like, there's going to be enough suspense that they'll be like, what the fuck?
I was trying to choke myself up a little bit. I got a little teary. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere.
We're not? I'm tired of doing this shit, really. To be honest.
Well, then you should drink some whiskey.
Oh, okay. What do we got?
We have, who sent us the whiskey?
Brian Holsey.
Brian Holsey, he sent us, we need to post a picture of it. He sent us a bottle of Angel's Envy whiskey.
Which we've had before. But
it's, this is embossed. The glass is laser cut and etched to have a whiskey-fueled Sofa King on one side. And then on the other side is, of course, Gary Coleman.
Which is in the back.
Pretty legit.
Badass.
Have a whiskey bottle with Gary Coleman engraved on the back.
Yeah,
here. So.
Oh, that glass is dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, man. This is the cleanest dirty glass we had down here. I don't want it to taste like fucking Fireball.
Yeah, absolutely.
It didn't taste like Fireball.
No.
It's a little bit hot.
That is a warmer whiskey.
But would you say it's spicy, Dave?
It's kind of... It's kind of spicy.
Well, it is. It's a little.
It is a spicy. But
it's skunky, or is that just my dirty glass?
It's probably your dirty glass.
That's a filthy ass glass.
Yeah. That smells like a male prostitute's dick.
That's patina, man. That's just patina. You're just saying that because of lighting, man.
Patina.
Yeah, there's no germs in whiskey.
Who's patina?
my fucking niece, patina, man.
Patina.
Okay, I need to give a quick shout out. First, I want to plug the website because our website's up. It's been up for a while. We've been getting a lot of orders, and we really thank you guys for ordering stuff. We hope you enjoy the products. We've been shipping it out. But the website's up. Go check out the way we have it organized. All the episodes are up. We have a merchandise section that's got a lot of different merchandise, from koozies to coffee mugs and shirts and sweatshirts and stickers. Spend a few minutes reading the descriptions, because
who wrote those descriptions?
You'll get a laugh out of them. I'm not sure who wrote them.
I did,
but they're pretty good. So
of course I did.
Check it out. Hopefully you'll get a laugh or two. But check out the website, www.com, and you'll be able to find it. The other thing is,
if you want to just go straight to the shop, it's www.com/shop.
Yeah. The other thing is, I do want to.
It's not that we want to succeed or anything. We don't throw people off. It's hard enough for them to fucking.
Everybody likes a treasure hunt. Everybody likes a treasure hunt. And actually, we've been packing the orders with a lot of extra shit. So whatever you order, you're gonna get more.
Yeah.
So probably, we're being very generous in the month of December.
And Christmas. I don't want to. I mean, I want to take stupid people's money as much as smart people. So it is www.sofakingpodcast.com.
That's correct.
So if you couldn't have figured that out.
Yeah.
Black power. Yeah.
Black
Google,
slash. Black slash.
Black, black I slash. Forgot about
that. Yeah. You can't forget about black slash.
But I also, I want to give a quick shout out, and I want to thank Tyler Wowerts for giving me a ton of Mountain Dew codes. I got a handful of Mountain Dew codes from a lot of people.
Who gave you the drumstick dick pic?
That was Tyler Wowerts. Okay. Because the guys had said to send me a dick pic, and he took two Mountain Dew caps to set up like the balls, and he put a drumstick in the middle to look like a dick. And it was pretty damn
there's
funny.
A couple you probably didn't get. I don't know why they're coming to like me. They're going to
Well, the
to
thing
Sofa
is, though,
King.
I got a ton
they're
of them.
They're trying to, they don't know exactly
they don't know
who to send them,
but
to.
I thank you all for sending him. You don't need to send him anymore. It's done. I can't enter any new codes.
I was starting to feel guilty about not getting them all to you. I was good. Like, fuck, I can't keep up with this. I don't know where they're at.
I am a Titanfall god. And the other thing that I want to say is a cheap plug. I play this really stupid game that my nephew got me on the phone called Fun Run. And it's like a side scroller.
You're just exploiting our fans now.
Well, no, this now I'm trying game. To. No, this is something I'm trying to build something with our fans on this one. There's a game called Fun Run. There's been two of them, and the third one just came out, and it's called Fun Run Arena. And it's kind of like it was described to me as a side scroller 2D kind of version of Mario Kart. It's like four people online, you race against each other, you get little prize boxes and fuck each other up.
Is it like a super off-road? Like that?
No, you're like little animals that race each other, but you like explode. And
like Excitebike, where it's just straight line?
Yeah, just side to side.
It's
very violent. So like if you shoot each other, their heads explode and they get cut in half with buzzsaws, but they're cute little furry animals. But
very vegan friendly is what you're saying.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Yeah, I'm confused.
So the game, the new one called Fun Run Arena, it just came out. And I created Clan Sofa King. And I'm saying all this because if you happen to play Fun Run Arena and you give me a shout out on Fun Run Arena, I will invite you and you can be a member of Clan Sofa King and we will dominate Fun Run Arena.
You're going to start the craziest fucking weird Fun Run like army.
So my call sign on Fun Run Arena is Kid Nugget 606. It's two G's and two T's, KIDNUGGETT 606. Send me an invite on Fun Run Arena and I will invite you to the clan and we will dominate.
I have a feeling there's going to be a storm because I don't give a fuck about that game and I want to play with you. Like, I'm like, oh, Dave, what's this?
The game is the second one came out like last Christmas.
It's on your phone?
The only thing I've played for the past year on my phone, and the new one just came out and I'm just as addicted as I was to the last one. All I do is sit around all day playing Fun Run Arena.
I should start playing Words with Friends again with people. That would be fucking fun.
So anyway, that's my
people cheat at that shit though.
That's my cheat plug. I won't gain anything, but I thought it would be awesome to have.
How many people can you have in your group?
You can have 50 people in your clan.
Ooh, spots are limited.
So spots are limited, yeah.
Well, fine. I played Destiny on PS4, so if you want to play with me,
start a guild.
What's your name?
Just hit me up on Facebook or
hit What's your name on Destiny, though? You have a name.
I'm not telling anybody yet. I got to check you out
first. That's true.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's that was smarter than Dave's thing.
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
Well, that's like a phone game. Like, this is like, I'm going to have to ban you and shit. So, yeah, if you hit me up on Instagram, at
Yeah, but now they know if you don't respond back that, like, they didn't make the cut.
That's not my problem. That's a personal problem.
Like, you looked at me like, like, what was it, man? Yeah, I know. Was it my hair?
Just know if you got a fucking wonky eye, you ain't playing. Like, you ain't playing. Like, this shit's real. Yeah, no handicaps in this motherfucker.
What if they show you, like, a fucking, like, legit stat, though? They're like, I got a wonky eye, but my kill death.
No, I don't care if you're great. I suck. Like, I suck. Like, but I just want to have fun. Like, if your voice is annoying, like mine, there can't be two of me. So you
sound like Kermit the Frog mixed with a Mexican man.
Yeah, I don't know where the Kermit the Frog comes from, but whatever.
I don't know, but more than one person said that shit to you. I don't hear that either.
I don't either.
Yeah.
But they can come say it to my face, pussies.
So how many times did you have to pocket bomb El Yucateco while you were in Mexico?
You know what? It was, I found it everywhere I looked for it. As far as stores, it was everywhere I looked for it. It was like limited at some places. Like they'll have one flavor, surprisingly, but,
maybe they only like that flavor.
I didn't come across it in restaurants that I ate at, but the restaurants there, even though it's really inexpensive, you feel like you're at a fucking gourmet restaurant, no matter where you go. Like the plating of the food was insane. Like squiggly line sauce and fucking crazy garnishes.
Oh,
like,
yeah, because James showed a picture that you sent him to somebody, like somebody from Mexico, and they were like, oh, that's like gourmet fucking shit. Like,
not,
they were like,
though. Yeah. No, no, like not.
No, I know, but it's like not like the
it
front
looked
yard
gourmet. Yeah. Yeah, but like the one taco shop we went to, though, was like 36 tacos and 6 bottles of Coke, $21. For 36 tacos and like 6 Cokes. Yeah, I was like, God damn. But those other places, it was really reasonable.
The rest of the family eat.
Well, we could move to Mexico.
That's true.
We could move to Mexico. We could do this from Mexico.
Yeah,
actually, we might probably make enough money.
We might have to talk about that because I don't want to record over Skype and you guys will get mad at me and you'll just put a wig on my microphone and shit. Like, I'll have a laptop with a wig on it.
Like I said, this is the last podcast.
Beard wig.
This is the last month. Yeah, this is the last month.
Don't even start that rumor. Don't even put that shit in the universe.
Why?
Because Dave's going to get mad at us tomorrow or something.
I'm mad at you right now.
About what?
We're always mad at you.
I can't even play Fun Run?
Yeah.
Oh, motherfucker.
So today's topic is one of the first conspiracy theories I ever heard about when the interwebs broke and conspiracy started to float around. And it is a Nazi conspiracy, and it is the Odessa Project. And Odessa stands for some shit that I'm going to not try to pronounce because I don't speak German.
I didn't see it. I was trying to figure out why they picked Odessa.
It's Organisation der Eagleheimen SS Agenhorgen.
Yeah, basically as close as I'm going to get, which basically translates to Organization of Former SS Members.
Yeah.
But
it is like
ODESS, like the SS in Odessa is like the fucking SS. Nazi SS.
No connection to Odessa, Texas, though. I was like, where does Odessa come from?
Well, that's
from
where they moved to. That's what this is all about.
Yeah.
So it's Odessa is an acronym of what it stands for.
Just coincidence.
Project Odessa. And Odessa allegedly started around 1944, and it was the Nazis' plan to get high-ranking, like wealthy political people in the Nazi party, in the SS, etc., to get them out of Germany as the war was coming to a close.
Why is this allegedly?
Well, here's the
thing. Like there's multiple accounts of people finding like Odessa's a legit organization. Why is this allegedly?
Because that was one thing. It's actually like the first.
The CIA was fucking a part of it. And shit.
The thing is because even if you look at the Wikipedia page, it's like the Wikipedia page makes it sound like, you know, this probably didn't happen. But some people say
a lot of authors like did tons of research, wrote books and said they found no evidence.
But that's what the Wikipedia page says.
Yeah.
But then you fucking look at all these books and you look at all these authors and you look at government proceedings and investigations done by various countries and all of them are like, oh yeah, Odessa. Yep. Like, yeah.
Yeah. The American government, there was a whole thing like they neither confirm nor deny, which is always means confirmed.
It happened.
Right. But I mean, when I read that, the website, I was like, what the fuck? Like everything I've read is like, this is a very fucking legitimate thing. But, it was seen in documents from French intelligence that have been declassified starting as early as 1944. The CIC, which was the American Counterintelligence Corps, which was like the predecessor to the CIA, they had documents discussing Odessa as early as 1945.
I guess regardless of if the actual organization in a like organized sense referred to as Odessa existed, clearly a network existed
right.
to funnel and embezzle and yes. like launder and yes. let people travel through fucking
churches.
This is
something we talked about already. I mean,
Paperclip.
Dr. Joseph Mengele.
Yeah.
He got out through Odessa.
Well, they said that he may have not used Odessa necessarily because of he was already wealthy.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what I will give people who say there's a controversy about Odessa. My argument is Odessa existed. Odessa was a real organization.
I agree.
Odessa was there, but Odessa wasn't the largest organization or the only organization that was getting high-ranking Nazis out of Germany.
True.
So I think a lot of people, and I'm going to do the same thing for the most part today, I think a lot of people talk about Odessa and they use it as a catch-all term for multiple organizations that were not, because we had things like Paperclip where the Americans were getting Nazis out so we could take their
science. And that was for science. So we could go to space and whatnot.
Kill people.
Yeah.
But this was Nazis, like allegedly to the fact that they were even like some people think they were trying to, and I'll probably go into this later in the notes, but they were like trying to establish a Fourth Reich. They were trying to make sure that the German ideals and the cause of the war would survive after the war ended and Germany fell. Like there was a philosophy behind it and they were trying to get the highest, smartest, members out.
Well, they absolutely funneled like money into Swiss banks for sure. Because in like 1998, Swiss banks paid out $1.25 billion to Holocaust survivors because they admittedly said, "Yeah, we had all that Nazi money."
Right. Because at the time, the U.S. State Department had a telegram dated December 4th, 1945, that the Reichsbank maintained a deposit of gold at the Swiss National Bank throughout the war, and by 1945, it had gold bullion worth $123 million that was specifically earmarked for the Odessa operation.
Oh, it said Odessa.
Like that. Well, it's not like they had that much money, period. That was what they had set aside to get people out of the country.
There's even rumors that current white supremacist neo-Nazi like fucking groups are funded somehow, some way through those existing funds still. That they're still funding current operations in white
supremacy. That's definitely, and that's the part that's the controversy. Yeah. That's the part that gets contested. Yeah. How powerful is it still? What sort of influence do they have, et cetera? But the fact that Nazis were funneled out by systematic organizations is absolutely true. And that's what most people refer to.
And I think where it gets muddled at is that they don't know which organization funneled who out.
Sure.
Because there was multiple ones,
right,
like you said. So,
and the question is,
it's allegedly they smuggled this person out or allegedly this, but it, like they should just say like it was there.
Right.
You know what I mean? It did happen.
So the question is, was there one overarching Odessa that controlled all of these things?
Or was it hundreds of
sympathizers? Right. Or were they all separate? Because they were very formalized, very organized, top down, very expensive, very like, and we'll talk about all the details, but it wasn't just like I got a guy out of the country once. Like it was like an underground railroad.
Right. Churches, too.
Yeah.
Which was super curious to me. I was like, whoa, look at that.
Well, yeah, part of it. Yeah. The Catholic Church, because they didn't care.
Well, there was don't ask, don't tell, but there was also some fucking
there was don't ask, don't tell, and there was also we love Nazis, we're getting them out.
Yeah.
Like, even though like the Catholic.
Argentina was one of those countries like, yeah, everybody's welcome. Come on in, Nazis. Like, we love you guys.
But that's the thing. And people talk shit about, because Argentina was one of the main recipients. Argentina, Brazil.
Argentina was about 5,000 Nazis went there. Brazil was about 1,500.
Yeah. Chile got about 1,000.
Yeah. So it's like 9,000 overall or
something. A lot
like
went
that.
To Australia as well.
Yeah.
But Argentina was big because, and everybody's like, oh, that's fucked up that Argentina did that. Argentina was like, the president of Argentina said, send us anybody you want. Like, we'll accept you. Yeah. We'll fucking completely turn a blind eye. You can give us fake papers. We don't care.
They'll make your passport.
They started making ex, like, top ranking members of the SS, like, members of their government and all this shit. And it was A, they did a lot of manufacturing for the Nazis and they were pretty much neutral through the war because they had alliances with everyone. But B, they were doing exactly what America did with paperclip, but making the Nazis pay for it.
Yeah.
It was like, we want the best minds, the best scientists that we can get, and we will protect you under Argentinian law if you want to fucking come here. If you pay for your way, we'll give you a job. So they were doing the same exact thing the Soviets were doing, that America was doing. It's just they didn't have the money to fund it themselves.
Yeah.
So they just kind of opened the doors and made it public.
Hey, it's easy. You know, it's easy, like, to come on in.
Yeah, come on in. We'll let you stay. But... So the another guy, there's a very famous Jewish Nazi hunter named Simon Wiesenthal who hunted down people who escaped.
That's a Holocaust survivor, right?
He's a Holocaust survivor.
He spent like 50 years fucking going after those guys. He was pissed.
And he caught a lot of the big guys. Like he had in, like he was there at the Nuremberg trials, all this different stuff. He was one of the guys who helped bring Eichmann down, all this different stuff. But he talks about Odessa a lot. So there's a lot to
Eichmann's
it.
The guy that's like it's Adolf Eichmann, right?
Yeah.
The
architect
of the
Holocaust.
The Holocaust.
You know that he went
he was like public enemy number one.
Yeah, but when he worked like fucking crazy jobs, like he was the fucking manager of a rabbit farm or some shit in Argentina.
Yeah.
He worked for like clerical positions, like some kind of laundry. He was in charge of like a laundry place.
What did he change his name to? Like Jose something or another? Like he changed his name to an Argentinian name.
It was still Adolf, I think. It was like
Yeah. But he even when they busted him, he was the foreman at a Mercedes-Benz plant, which I thought was funny because it's a German car company.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Who better to make German cars? Yeah,
they've got that Farfenugen. But there was a woman named Hannah Arendt, and she wrote a book called Eichmann in Jerusalem. And she said, quote, in 1950, Eichmann succeeded in establishing contact with Odessa. And this is the 50s. So according to this author, Odessa existed as an organization after the war. With Odessa, a clandestine organization of SS veterans, and in May of that year, he was passed through Austria to Italy, where a priest fully informed of his identity, equipped him with a refugee passport in the name of Richard Clement, and sent him to Buenos Aires.
So like he was going under the name
Richard Clement. And there was a priest whose name, and I'll talk about him more.
The bishop.
Yeah, the bishop, yeah. Alois Hudal. And he worked directly for, I mean, he was part of the Vatican. He was the reactor of the Pontifico Instituto Teutonico Santa Maria del Anima.
I didn't quite catch that. What was it?
Yeah, that's right. Which was a seminary for Austrian and German priests. And his job in 1944, he became appointed as a person who would travel around through allied countries, Italy, like recaptured Italy, et cetera. And he would speak to the German POWs, you know, as a priest, as all this stuff. And he got to know all these guys and he was like totally pro-German, pro-Nazi, pro-everything. And once the war ended, he knew when the war was over and he was going through these internment camps and these prison camps for the German soldiers, he knew this guy is a high ranking SS officer. And he went out of his way to help them forge papers, to give them money, them on this underground railroad.
Is it like church grudge though, where it's like Catholicism against Judaism? Is that why he thought he was like, he's like, well, these motherfuckers are killing the competition.
I didn't get into the reasons why he did it, but he would give them, and he couldn't give him a passport, but he would give him a fake identification, even though most of them already had that themselves. They'd be in a prison camp under a fake name, acting like Corporal so-and-so, even though they were a fucking general or whatever. But he would give them Vatican papers that would basically, if you got a letter written from a high-ranking priest in the Vatican, the Red Cross would fast-track your visa to get you to another country. So he was giving out these papers that would fast-track people through the
Red Cross. Well, at the time, too, like, information's not available. So some of the people, like, equated that it wasn't so much that the churches were helping, the Red Cross was helping, or anything like that it was just the lack of ability to check background and verify who the fuck people were at the time.
Right. But the sketchy thing about Hudal is that allegedly he knew who all these people were.
Right.
Well, because he even in a journal, let me read two quick quotes from him, because this really kind of says what you need to know about this guy's philosophy. He said in one point in his journal, "I thank God that God allowed me to visit and comfort many victims in their prisons and concentration camps and to help them escape with false identity papers." And he said, quote, "The Allies' war against Germany was not a crusade, but the rivalry of economic complexes for whose victory they had been fighting. This so-called business," and he means the business of war, "used catchwords like democracy, race, religious liberty, and Christianity as a bait for the masses. All these experiences were the reason why I felt duty-bound after 1945 to devote my whole charitable work mainly to former National Socialists and Fascists, especially to so-called war criminals." So he devoted his life to getting war criminals out of the country illegally into Argentina, into other places. And he knew they were war criminals. That's from his fucking journal.
Right.
Like, so this guy was definitely doing his shit. And what they called these things rat lines.
I saw that. Yeah. Or there was a weird name for spider. I had it written down somewhere.
Spider, I think, was Speeder. Another organization.
Spider.
Well, it was the network because the
stuck out.
Yeah, some German name that sounds like spider.
So they called them rat lines, and these were like, you knew that you could get a guy from this village to this church in this many hours, and this guy would take him by truck. Then you get him to this place, then they can take a boat to here, and then from there they get there, and then find. So it was like this organized trail of exactly where people would go.
Yeah, it was like country inns, barns, churches.
Right,
they had some crazy underground railroad thing set up.
And
it's called Der Spinner.
Okay.
Which obviously sounds like German for the spider.
Yeah.
That sounds nothing like spider.
And they started by the Catholic Church started a lot of these during the war as a way for all sorts of religious refugees to get out of the country because the war was going on. So if they were Catholic and they needed to get out or whatever, that was what they started as. But then the techniques that were developed, et cetera, got expanded and used by the Nazis, especially this Hudal guy who just like really kind of knocked it out of the park. And at the very beginning of things, there was a woman, one more quote here and then I'll shut up. Elin Steinberg, who's a director at the World Jewish Congress, said, quote, "The Odessa existed and they removed billions of dollars in looted Jewish assets from Germany. Their plan was to reestablish the Nazi party from safe havens outside Germany. And many of the assets they smuggled out still exist." And she quoted an Obergruppenführer, which is one of my favorite ranks ever in any army, but an SS Obergruppenführer named Scheid.
Sounds like they grabbed you inappropriately.
There's the Groper Führer.
Because it's either a colonel or a general, an Obergruppenführer. I forget the exact.
Might also be a German Sesame Street character translation.
No, it's a.
It was like for Grover.
Because I first heard it watching The Man in the High Castle.
Nope, one of
the
characters. It's Sesame Street in German.
One of the characters is an Obergruppenführer. But
we really don't talk about Sesame Street enough. Somehow we need to bring it in. Yeah,
we'll bring it in. But he said, quote, "From now on, German industry must realize that the war cannot and will not be won, and that it must make steps in preparation for post-war commercial campaign." And he called together the people who owned Volkswagen, who owned Messerschmitt that made airplanes, Mercedes-Benz, like all these people. He got them together and made them all – he ordered them to contribute funds to do all this stuff. I'm sure they were down for it because it was going to secure their future financially, but they were also
for
ordered
plan
to.
B.
And it was like, we're going to keep – Odessa got a lot of people who were just high ranking, not in the government, but high industry leaders like corporate owners, et cetera, got them out as well. So this is all sort of that backdrop of what was happening.
They're even so ahead of the game on their preparation that I saw a thing here that it was like there was an American newspaper called the Stars and Stripes, mm-hmm. and they had people under false.
That was the Army newspaper.
Yeah, the Army newspaper. They had people under false names that were German drivers apply for those jobs and get hired by the American newspaper distribution as the drivers. So those guys were already driving these transport vehicles all over the place for the distribution of the paper, but they were really inside German Nazi guys that they, false names, got hired for the job in advance to be ready for fucking plan.
Because they were planning for it.
They were like, if we fuck up, we got a backup plan. These guys already have access to all these trucks, and the Americans think it's their guys, but they're German sympathizers and secret Nazis.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that Hudal guy, allegedly, he's the one who got Eichmann out through his particular network. And then he got a guy named Brunner, a guy named Stengel, and a guy named Wagner, who were all commanders of different internment and concentration camps in Slovakia, Treblinka, like the people in charge of these major concentration camps. That priest specifically got out in his network, knowing who they were, knowing what they did, and he still got them out using the Vatican's resources, et cetera. So a lot of people will say, you know, Catholic priests were smuggling people out. I don't know that this was epidemic throughout the church, but they were using their abilities within the church to get these people out for sure.
And apparently the Vatican has a bunch of fucking funds. Like they were sued by Holocaust survivors in 1999, but the case was dropped due to like some kind of crazy diplomatic immunity against prosecution or something. They're not allowed to be sued. Like they just fucking can't get in trouble. Did you read about that at all?
No.
Yeah, like the Holocaust survivors in 1999 sued them, as well as the Franciscan, some organization of Franciscan fucking, I don't know, monks or something that also assisted in funneling that money at the time. And both cases were dropped and they didn't receive any fucking funds, but the Swiss banks gave over the 1.2
probably billion. Because they're a nonprofit organization.
And to date, the Vatican, obviously, they don't have to do anything. They don't want to. They're like their own little city.
Yeah. They're their own country.
Yeah. They're their own country. They don't have to give shit.
Yeah.
But apparently they had funneled all kinds of fucking money. Like there was, in 1946, the American government declassified documents stating that, I can't remember how much bullion it was, but it was a fucking ton of Swiss francs and or bullion were transferred to the Vatican Bank for safekeeping, it said, but they were Nazi funds. So that's the only record that they went there. There's something called like the Bigelow Report, I think it was called. Mm-hmm. And there was other evidence to substantiate that was evident, that was correct, that did happen. Those funds got transferred to the Vatican Bank. And in doing research, there's an entire subset of, you could probably do a show on the evil Vatican Bank and the fucking crazy you came across a ton of it while I was looking this stuff up.
Yeah, and it's not just one priest. Like there was I'm trying to find some of the information. There wasn't just this one rat line, and there wasn't just this one priest. There were priests all over the place that were involved in smuggling people out. There was a rat line called the San Girolamo rat line, and it was a Catholic priest, Father, awesome name, Father Krunoslav Dravanovic.
Damn. A fucking vampire?
Yeah, I know. And he was in Croatia, sort of right near like the Soviet edge of the war. And he was getting people out through there. And again, declassified army intelligence reports from the 50s talk about this people smuggling operation. And his job was to get out people who were war criminals who did all this different stuff. He got them out, and the CIC confirms this. This the grandfather of the CIA, because they used the San Girolamo rat line to get their own spies out of the area. So, I mean, it's not like this, did it exist or not? It's like, yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Like we knew they were getting Nazis out and it was so efficient. That's how we got our spies out.
Yeah. And I have like in my notes here too, of that, what I was just saying, the 1945 safekeeping of the Vatican gold, I noted that more gold was allegedly funneled in from Croatia, actually. So they were involved in the Vatican gold as well. The country of Croatia.
And that's this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I mean, he was all part of it. So it's, you end up with a lot of people. In 1946, two bishops and several cardinals met in the Vatican, and they set up a completely different rat line that was to get French sympathizers.
And young boys.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. But it was from France, and the idea wasn't necessarily to get Nazis out, but to get the French who helped the Nazis take over. And they were like, we got to get these guys out because they're all going to get fucking murdered. So they started getting these guys out. And again, totally different group of people. Like all evidence is that they didn't necessarily, well, I don't know. I guess that's where the controversy comes in. Yeah. That all these priests know each other. Like, did the guys that were doing this in France know Draganovic, and did they know Hudal, and were they all part of an Odessa organization, or were they just all pursuing their own agendas? You know, were they all, you know, I don't know.
It's like a bros before hoes thing with those guys. Like, they won't tell on their buddy for touching a boy. You know what I mean? So they keep, they keep secrets.
That's true.
You know, if you're not going to, something so against, I mean, I think at the time, by definition, like, Nazis were the devil, you know, as far as the
To Jews in America, like, to
Catholicism, like, they were, like, by definition, like, they were the evil, you know what I mean?
Well,
but
out in the open,
from a political stance, though, it was probably the opposition. Yeah. Like Judaism was like, that's the other guys, like, let's fucking get them out of here. They need zero competition because they want everyone in their church to get all that fucking money,
right?
And it's more boys to touch.
It's about
letting
money.
Go. Yeah.
Well, they said like Odessa like had part in doing like assassinations. Now these are alleged,
right?
So like guys that were going to whistleblow on certain Nazis that were in Argentina or certain Nazis in Brazil or whatever, or America, Odessa would come in, take those guys out. You know, if they were going to say something about, oh, this is that guy, you know, he's a war criminal. If that was heard about, because there was numerous cases where people were found dead. They were found in trunks of cars. They were found mangled. They were found.
Joseph Mangled.
Yeah. Actually, one of them was part of, what was the guy? Eichmann.
Adolf Eichmann.
Yeah. A guy ended up in a trunk that was supposedly going to say something about, oh, well, that's where he's at. Go get him. And he ended up dead.
Oh, I'm not. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
Yeah. So Odessa was. This is where it's allegedly, because nobody really knows that's kind of what they were doing there. After the fact, after the people were funneled out, they were going in and making sure that nobody got ratted out,
right?
And going in and killing people and
that's the thing. And that's part of it. Like that telegram that I said from 1950 from the State Department talking about the $123 million worth of gold. It wasn't like, and we stopped it and whatever. It was like, it was just a piece of intelligence that got declassified that said in 1950, we knew there were $123 million worth of gold set aside still in 50 to help people in the Odessa operation. So how much was there? Because the war is over by years at that point. Yeah. So how much money was there spent getting people out pre-1950? And was, I mean,
because they knew they were going to lose, you know, in
the writing
in
was on the wall. Yeah. I mean, Hitler might not have, but a lot of his advisors were like, dude, this ship is fucking going down. So people were starting to get the fuck out of the country, you know, and they were trying to secure their own fortunes, their own lives, their own whatever. And they were trying to bail.
Yeah. There were bombs delivered in the mail, like offices ransacked, all in the name of Odessa, but it could be like modern day sympathizers using a cool, mysterious, like, oh, that was on fucking Bourne Identity. Like just using the name Odessa,
because
like
Odessa,
to get some power behind it immediately.
Odessa never left their mark. They always just, it was just a kind like of a said thing from somebody else. Like I heard about this.
It's like the anonymous of their time.
Yeah. They didn't say like, hey, we're Odessa. We're fucking doing this job here.
No, it wasn't like, this is their headquarters.
Somebody else heard about them through somebody else.
Right.
So those things where they ransacked an office or did something and left like a fucking Odessa business card probably wasn't there.
And the funny thing was the first U.S. intelligence accounts where people heard about Odessa, the ones that were in 1945, people heard about it because people who worked for the Red Cross, I guess German prisoners of war were like dropping the name Odessa with like a wink, wink at Red Cross people because
they
knew they thought they could get out because it was Odessa. So either they honestly knew about Odessa and thought this Red Cross person would also know what Odessa was, or they had heard that this Odessa existed and they were desperately saying Odessa, hoping
that one way or the other,
it existed in some fashion, or everyone wouldn't have been like saying it in the prison camps. To get people out. But I mean, that was one of America's first Odessa introductions. So it's pretty crazy shit. I mean, the especially that, and again, like the conspiracy factor starts to become, how much was there, you know, a spider? Like how much was it organized? Like Was there an organization inside the Vatican? Was it the Vatican? Was it? I mean, seriously, like all
spiders,
like yeah, all, because it's like you hear about it and you're like, oh, so the SS must have had this big plan. It was like, not so much. It was all priests.
I think
like,
it goes that back kind to of our, fucking says something. Our major conspiracy thing that always happens with everything is like, is there 10 guys at a table or is it just an accumulation of people making monetary based decisions? So in this case, is it just a network of sympathizers? Like some guys are like, yeah, I'll help a Nazi, and they work for the church and they have some power, so they pull their fucking move. And then some guy at a fucking farmhouse is like, yeah, man, I hate fucking Jews, but he didn't have that accent and he lets you stay in the barn. And then
I hate,
you
know, the Jew schnitzel.
Yeah. And then some, you know, they make it to Italy and then they make it to Argentina. And it could be a network of sympathizers that just believe in that, who talk to each other. And once they knew that they go here, it didn't necessarily have to be.
Hey, I know from here, you can go over here.
Yeah. You can go here. The last guy that came here, I sent him there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then the banks were involved and the funds were there for someone.
Well, that's the thing. That's what talks about collusion though. If there's hundreds of millions of dollars of gold sitting in a bank,
somebody put it there.
Someone has access to it. Yeah. Someone's making withdrawals. Even the U.S. intelligence and State Department are saying this money is earmarked for Odessa to get.
But it could be one higher up that is fucking Nazi to the bone. And he's like, I got this fucking money. I was the one that Hitler had put on the fucking account to have access to this shit. And one dude's funding it. And some rumors about Odessa, 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 that thing starts to happen because people think they get out of camps, throwing the term around. I mean, I guess by definition, that means it exists. You know what I mean? Maybe there's no upper management. It's like the collection of sympathizers that becomes that.
Yeah. Well, and like you said,
like anonymous.
Anonymous. Yeah. It's not one person.
Does anonymous exist? It does.
It does.
But
is there one leader?
Is there a manager? No. Is there boss of anonymous? No. So it does exist. So by definition, Odessa exists. We're fucking talking about it.
Right.
The network existed. The do money we exist? Laundering. Oh, man. Does anything exist, man? Is there a spoon?
No, man. But even there was another guy. There was a guy named Martin Bormann, he was, there was a book called, Martin Bormann, Nazi in Exile, written by Paul Manning. And Bormann was apparently Hitler's chief of staff. And the guy that wrote this book, Paul Manning, was
he was the Reichsfuhrer, which is right above the Uber Goober Fuhrer.
Was he the Reichsfuhrer?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the right hand man. There's only one rank higher than the Uber Goober Fuhrer. And it's the Reichsfuhrer.
Right. And so he was Hitler's like right hand man, ran the, I mean, usually the chief of staff, like you're the one who's like executing all the commands. If the Fuhrer said, we need to make sure this happens, this is the guy who calls the generals. This is the guy who tells Eichmann, hey, Hitler wants this done.
I think right-hand man's really offensive to left-handed people.
There's never been a left-hand man.
That's true. This was the left-hand man.
We're getting all kinds of messages about left-handed people.
I know. And how they're offended.
Yeah. Right. But so this guy said that Bormann specifically had orders from Hitler to get people out. And in the book, it says, quote, eventually over 10,000 former German military made it to South America along escape routes set up by Odessa and Deutsche Hilfswehr, which was the Bormann organization.
I think Bormann is really the shittiest superhero ever. It's just a fucking pig with a cape and tusks.
He bores you to death.
He just bores you to death. Yeah. But no, like, and this
fight isn't even fun.
This person who did all this research about it was
your moves are uninteresting. Interesting.
Yeah. You're boring me. I can't hit you because you're so boring.
Put some spikes on that baseball bat.
Something. But, Jesus.
This guy says Odessa does exist, but he said that that Bormann's organization was bigger and more influential and more powerful. So this is where you start to get into the question of, are there multiple like organization, maybe this
there's
is
no
the guy
question. Yes,
who had
there
the,
is.
Yeah, there's
Odessa and
but I mean, but
the
was
Boring
it
Man organization.
Not really. I mean, was it all?
I know
kind
the
of
question.
The same group?
I know the question.
What's the answer?
Who would win in a fight between Bormann and Coleman?
Coleman.
Yeah.
Of End course, of discussion. Yeah. I mean, I dare you to watch 10 episodes in a row of Different Strokes without getting so bored you want to fucking poke your eyes out. Gary Coleman can definitely defeat Boar Man.
Yeah. Boar Man has tusks, though.
Yeah, whatever.
He smells like bacon.
You probably didn't see it, Dave. Did you see the thing we got tagged in on Instagram, the Jack Black singing the Different Strokes song?
I did not see that.
No, I didn't see that.
I'm usually so good about fucking staying on. I'm going to have to. I try to be the social media master, but it has gotten fucking insane.
Yeah.
I'm using my
skills of social media.
Here we go. Here you go.
The world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you might not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means, and along come two. They got nothing but the game, but they got different stroke a ding, different stroke a ding, different stroke a world.
Did Jack Black post that?
it's from his account.
Everybody's got a different type of story.
Different stroke.
I honestly watched the fuck out of that
one. Oh, I did too.
I've never seen it. I'm younger than you guys. Yeah.
I did too. I watched the shit out of that thing.
I don't watch fucking Silver Spoons with Ricky Schroeder.
Yep.
He needs he's going to come into play somewhere.
Ricky Scrotum.
Ricky Scrotum.
Hi, I'm Ricky Scrotum.
He just rides that little train. That's how he escapes on a really small fucking toddler power wheels train. That's how Ricky Schroeder gets away from the crimes with Gary Coleman riding in the caboose. You never watched Silver Spoons?
No, man.
Yeah, you're not old enough. It's like a rich white kid that had a fucking train that he could ride through his house.
I know of it. I just never watched it.
How about Belvedere? Mr. Belvedere.
Belvedere, yeah.
Had that fucking jewel-encrusted egg. What the fuck was that about? You remember that?
I haven't really watched Belvedere.
No?
I don't remember any of
it. He was just like a butler, but he had this egg that constantly came into play that had jewels on it. It was like a center point of the fucking show somehow. It kept coming up. I don't know why.
It's nice that you can remember your childhood. I blocked out most of mine.
Oh, my dad whipped
me
with an extension cord.
You laugh.
But. No, that's why I'm laughing at the truth.
It's worse when you can't block it out and you remember all the
bad. That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
The other thing that I thought was interesting was I ran into, whenever I can, I'll do the research. I try to look at like the various like government websites, because a lot of them have archives of a lot of stuff. And there is
you just want to make sure we're on the fucking list.
Right.
That's what's up. Just put the nail in the coffin on.
And I'll try my best to remember to post this in the show notes. But there's a link in 2014, 700 FBI documents from between 1947 and 1950 were declassified. And it was the official investigation that the FBI did to see whether or not Hitler got out of the bunker and made it to Argentina using the rat lines.
Yes,
like they were so big and they were so prevalent that even the FBI had a formal investigation to say, did Hitler actually get out using rat lines? And is he currently in Argentina with all these other motherfuckers?
Of course he was.
You know, and all probably the documents, a lot of it's still redacted. A lot of it is still blacked out, but you can just see hundreds of pages on the FBI website of their original reports on whether or not Hitler.
I honestly believe he got out. He was alive for a long time.
You see a lot of it on there when we're doing all our crazy research. That shit comes up for whatever reason. We definitely need to do a fucking episode on that.
Right.
Can we get a Nazi war criminal on the show? Like, that'd be awesome.
Fuck, are there any alive?
He's just like, alive. I hate the fucking Jews. Like,
no, there's still ones that are old and alive.
Yeah, they're still there.
They're still getting wrangled up.
Is Mangala still alive?
No.
Oh, he died. Oh, yeah, that's right. He did die, huh?
They found his body and had.
Because that would have been awesome if we could have had him on the show. I'd have been kind of creepy.
No.
Kinda.
If he was on the show, come on.
Somebody asked for us to do motorcycle gangs, and I was like, we have Hell's Angels in town.
Hell's
you probably need to like contact him, get permission.
What are we allowed to talk about? They probably one of them would come on. Like, I think probably so get the president on. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause we could talk about like the fucking Toys for Tots drive and like cool shit.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously they're not going to talk about any illegal activities.
Right.
So there might not be any fun.
No, it wouldn't be. Well, no, I think it'd be cool.
Tell us about that first guy you killed in order to get your patch.
We just disguise his voice.
Yeah.
He's a world 1974.
No, there are a lot of them are younger now. The ones here in town, anyway.
What does it have to do with anything?
74, they're probably barely born.
Oh, that's true. That does have something to do with timelines, I guess.
Jesus, math. I'm not that stupid.
Well, where did 74 come up?
I said in the deep, scary Satan voice.
Oh.
Yeah, 1974. He was telling the story about when he first killed a guy to get his patch.
I think I was too afraid of a scary voice.
It was South Park Satan is all it was. Yeah. Pineapples and Saddam.
The other thing was there was an official thing in 1952 that said that a new group came up that they think replaced Odessa called Kameradenwerk, which is the Comrade Workshop. Which over the following decades, doesn't it? It's like
they make crafts.
Yeah, it's like a workshop.
It's the Comrade Workshop.
Adolf's quite the quilter. Good job, Adolf.
Yeah. Handmade quality shit here, we're talking, Poncho. Oh, your fingers hurt?
But yeah, they ended up overseeing the avoiding of capture and the maintaining of concealment of Nazis who were overseas. So, I mean, obviously there was a lot of money, all these corporations, all the fucking stolen gold, all the treasures of Europe that were never returned. Like the Nazis had all this shit and a lot of it has still never been reclaimed. It's still out there in circulation. So there's a whole lot of people, and there's entire, I mean, the Mossad from Israel, like there's entire groups that hunt down like escaped Nazis. And I mean, it's a business that is
Brad Pitt.
Booming.
Brad Pitt was anymore. Involved.
The black Brad Pitt.
When the time traveled.
Yeah.
I want Tyler Mott to be real freaked out right now as I predict and I narrate what he's doing at this very moment with his Photoshop open, that he has Hitler in a rocking chair with an Afghan across his lap and two knitting needles.
Quilting.
Yeah, quilting right now. Or Adolf's quite the quilter. And I know I can see you right now, Tyler. Don't think that I can't. So. Yeah.
And if black Brad Pitt does make an appearance, hope it's like horrible, racist, blackface Brad Pitt.
Yeah, Brad he's all white with the black. Face, that's how it has to be.
Like
that,
super, oh super that is, mammy racist black.
You've never heard the song Black Brad Pitt?
No.
By Danny Brown? Yes. No. I was just actually listening to it on the way over here.
Can you sing like a...
Yeah, I'm the Black Brad Pitt. The Black Brad Pitt. You never heard that song?
I have not.
I have not.
It's there. It's legit.
I'll have to pull it up. Check it out.
Maybe it's the ending song.
How scared do you think Tyler Mott is right now? He's like, those motherfuckers exist in all dimensions. They are like omnipresent. How the fuck?
Oh man, what was I gonna say?
Black Brad Pitt?
No, you guys threw me off tracks.
Off tracks, that's mine. Off tracks, side tracks.
And
he turned into a squeaky door.
Man, and when we try to record after 7:30 p.m. we just fucking start having trouble putting words together.
These topics just suck.
I'm drinking Red Bull. But I think I counteract with whiskey and fucking Montezuma.
So something funny. It's not there no more.
Your throat noises were funny enough.
Yeah, it worked. You know, whatever works.
The ultimate thing that I find disturbing about the whole Odessa situation, the rat lines, whatever you want to call it, the Der Spankenspider, whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
That's my restaurant.
Der Spankenspider.
Hot dogs.
Der Schnitzel.
The fact of the matter is the SS, the evil Nazis, weren't the ones responsible for it. It was two organizations, the Catholic Church and the Red Cross.
Yeah. And I think like everybody hates the Nazis, but there were so many people on their side.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you know what I mean? Like it really, like if you put it into perspective, like you're like, oh, fuck, you know, Germany fucking exterminated Jews. Nah, it was a lot of people. There were a lot of different countries on the side of the Germans and the Vatican.
Everyone was like, helping them. Even us.
Everyone.
We'll look the other way if you can build us a rocket and get us to the moon.
Yep. Even us.
Like, and when we're done getting to the moon, then we'll come out with like a new rule that you can't live in the country anymore.
Yeah, because it's like, it's not about, it wasn't about the war and it wasn't about like the killing of the people. You know, it all comes down to money and power. You know, and that's really all it is.
Always.
It is, if you really get down to brass tacks on these things, like that's it. There's nothing else.
And that's exactly what
humanity
said. the priest who got Eichmann out, he said this all comes down to a money grab.
Yeah.
And when you can cloak it in a battle for democracy or whatever you want to, but it's all bullshit. Like
that. And that's the truth. That's the truest statement you can make. I mean, and when you really look at it, it's that way. I mean, it's clear as day. Like, it didn't matter how many Jews got killed. The documentary I watched, one of the guys was talking to one of the like main guys of the concentration camps.
Right.
And he was like, hey, like
how many Jews did you guys kill?
I saw that.
And he's like, 6 million.
Yeah. Some estimates say 11 million total. Right. So, like concentration camps and everything else.
Yeah, and everything
6
else.
6 million
yeah.
Jews.
And again, I mean, the power of history and who tells it is that
makes a difference.
Most yeah. accounts say that Joseph Stalin killed more Russians than the Nazis killed Jews.
Yeah.
He did that with hybrid monkey soldiers.
Well, but the fact of the matter is we were allies with Stalin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, fuck.
Until we weren't.
Like, until we weren't. But I mean, he killed more Russians. He did more evil to Russia than the Nazis did to the world. And we were allies with him.
And there's so much hate. Now, not that what they did was right in any manner, but there's so much hate towards the Nazis that all of these other things are overlooked.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy how people get pigeonholed. And this isn't familiar to you, Brent.
I got a little excited just for 2 seconds.
You get pigeonholed into this. Yeah.
Yeah. He likes to.
You merged two things.
Ooh, you did.
Some synergy.
Ooh, a pigeonhole.
Yeah. Ooh, like he has a new porn fetish.
Roll,
like
roll your wick and sesame seeds and stick it in the pigeonhole.
Tyler Mott, don't you fucking dare. See you. I see you right now, Tyler.
Get your hand off the mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, people get pigeonholed onto these, like, one things that, you know, oh, that was horrible and that happened and those are the worst people in history, when really we've done worse shit. And, you know, Stalin's done worse shit and China's done worse shit.
What we did to the fucking Native Americans.
Yeah. Not even that. I mean, what the Spanish did, you know what I mean? I mean, blame the Mexicans, you know. That's so all I'm getting at here. Mexicans, it's their fault. All of it.
It's all.
They're like Mexican Nazis running around.
If I'd have known that shit 3 days ago, man, the gas station dudes have been in trouble.
Yeah. That's right.
I didn't know they were guilty.
I just have to, like, I was picturing, like, the whole time I was, like, researching this, and I'm like, so if like, America went to war and fell, like,
How are we getting out?
Like, how many people would get out? Like, the richest, most powerful people would have a back door built in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They would make damn sure. And they would see the writing on the wall. And they'd be like, fuck, man, this is not going well. Yep. They would have a plan and they would have sympathizers and they would have all kinds of fucking people.
Yeah, it's like, from that perspective.
I mean, you just think of a different empire and it's like, how many people would have gotten away, you know? And
Richard Branson's already out. He's got an island. He's fucking just like windsurfing and shit with a naked chick. He just like, well, not my problem.
I mean, Tupac was a fortune teller. He got out long ago.
Yeah, he did. He saw the writing on the wall.
It's all the people on the islands that are safe, basically. Yeah.
I also think it was they benefited from two things. The lack of accurate records in the 1940s.
That's what I was saying earlier.
You know, I mean, if you were, I mean, shit, during fucking...
There was no cool database. Well, they're page 647.
During the war in Iraq, all the top criminals in Iraq, their photos were put on fucking playing cards that were given out for free to U.S. soldiers. So if you happened to see one, you'd be like, oh, fuck, that's the Ace of Spades.
Right.
Like, you would already fucking... I mean, the pictures, the information is out there. Like, that in Nazi Germany, you would fucking know what Eichmann looked like.
Right.
And if he's in a fucking prisoner of war camp, you'd be like, isn't that fucking Eichmann? Like, no, that's some corporal that looks exactly like Eichmann.
Totally.
But it's like, no, there weren't fingerprints. There weren't, it was like, they barely had
TV. You know, there's barely television. Yeah, there was
that wasn't, I don't even know if they had television.
There's some film of World War II that, like, some of them had television, but they had, they had film of some sort. I don't know if the broadcast
kid. Yeah, they had film, but I don't know. Actually, no, because the first television broadcast was the Hitler speech at the Olympics, the 42 Munich Olympics.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and you had ones that were smarter
with
than
wavy
others.
Bangs.
Yeah.
Like Mengele, who didn't get the tattoo, you know,
the
SS tattoo. So, you know, which would put him an officer, which would make him immediately, you know, a prisoner.
Right.
And he didn't get it and was able to get out, which is smart. I mean, you know, some of those guys were just outsmarted the system at the time.
And you're also just the volume. I mean, there would have been so many fucking prisoners everywhere, and you're just trying to organize this.
And you're like, all these fucking white Germans look the same.
Exactly. You're trying to feed people. You're trying to process people. You're trying to get, like, most of them were just fucking soldiers. Like, they didn't do war crimes. They didn't, they were forced to fight. They were, you know, 17 years old and dragged into it. Yeah. Like, we're not putting them on trial for shit. We're just sending them back. Like, what town are you from? How do we get you back to your good farm? Actor, like, you know, but I mean, out. If, yeah, if you're, you're just a good actor.
DiCaprio, free man.
Oh yeah. DiCaprio's ruling the world.
You can't catch him.
Yeah.
No.
If you can catch him,
if you can,
unless there's a, frozen.
Unless
body
Tom Hanks is chasing,
he's like the white Brad Pitt. Yeah. Yeah. Can't catch him.
He's like the white Brad Pitt.
Yeah. I want to see Tom Hanks chasing Leonardo DiCaprio while Gary Coleman's on the boat in a fucking Nazi uniform.
And one of them's on their period. We don't know who.
That I don't even get.
I don't either, but I got I got his back though. Yeah.
You shouldn't have said that.
You should never agree with Brad if you're not quite fucking sure what's going on.
No, I'm just saying for drawings that are probably going to go out there, never say you have somebody's back.
Yeah, if you're asked to sort tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody's fault but yours,
sir. That's true. So, yeah, like I said, one of the first things I ran into when I was first getting into conspiracy theories in the 90s was Odessa, and I was pretty fascinated by it, just wondering
to drop that. Like, damn, fucking
did it. You did it before it was like fucking popular, huh? You're like a hipster conspiracy theory.
I was just going to say that shit. You're the conspiracy hipster. You did it before. It's cool.
Well, there wasn't much
when it was in the underground.
It was pretty much all Nazi shit or space aliens. Like, that's kind of all.
Dave had to look it up in the Encyclopedia Britannica.
That's right.
He had the full set. Did you have the encyclopedias?
Yeah.
You did?
Of course he fucking did. He lived in like a fucking mansion on a scary haunted lake.
Yeah,
he just rode his big wheel around the hallway and then read encyclopedias.
No, we actually rode wheelchairs around the hallway.
I picture Dave's house looking like the Conjuring house.
There was a whole room full of wheelchairs and we would have wheelchair races.
Did you guys have a good hanging tree there? That's always how I pick a house.
Hanging trees everywhere.
That's good.
Does it make you nervous?
Everywhere.
I mean, as a family, it made you nervous.
What, the hanging tree?
Yeah.
Nah.
No, there was no light in it.
Yeah, you guys didn't get drawn to it, though. They didn't have lights in the hanging trees.
No.
That's why. He didn't slowly walk towards it. Yeah. But you know what happens?
Fucking moths.
Like, black dudes can't use flashlights, though, because they just keep fucking running in one direction. Because they think it's the light in the hanging tree.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, man, that was too racist for even my own comfort.
No, that was good. I thought it was great.
Brad got it.
I honestly have no idea.
So you don't remember the hanging tree?
On the real, I'm not racist. I just hate Asians. But
no.
Brad said.
I'm not racist either, but I hate black people.
Yeah. No, Brad said that if you hang a light in a tree, that they would hang the lights in the trees because it attracted black people or whatever back in the day. That was a joke on the show.
You don't remember that? The hanging tree?
So then right now you were like, no, I wasn't. You weren't attracted to the tree because there was no light in it.
Okay.
And then I said, that's why black people can't use flashlights, because they're attracted to lights in the hanging trees. And if you had a flashlight, you would just chase the fucking dot in front of you.
Yeah, and that's why they're always getting pulled over.
If the explanation is four times longer than the joke, it's
no, it was good.
No, for those who know, a lot of people are going to get it.
No, and I appreciate the humor of it.
You don't get it, but you got my back, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I got your back. I got your back.
Oh, Tyler Mott.
I got your back.
Brent loves you, Tyler. Me and Dave hate you.
Yeah.
Dude, I look forward to those fucking visual depictions of the show.
And for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, he gives us a photoshopped crazy picture of everything that we've rambled about in every episode.
Which I might add is only available on Facebook.
Yeah, so go to our sorry ass Facebook page. Facebook sucks.
They're bastards is why. Like, it's really hard to get, like, we're kings of Instagram and Facebook peasants. Like, if you don't follow our Facebook, go, because every time we post an episode, Tyler Mott draws a picture and Zach Kirby will definitely have some interesting fucking Coleman shot.
Fucking bullshit. Like, today I was like, they like released, you guys won't care at all, I'm assuming, but they released a trailer for the new Blade Runner movie.
Yeah, you're right.
That's coming out. And like on Facebook and they showed it. And I was like, oh, fuck, that's badass. And it was like an official kind of Facebook thing now. But then like a couple hours later, I was on Reddit and it was all, oh, new trailer. And then I watched the one on Reddit and it's like longer and better and full screen.
Because you only get 1 minute.
Facebook is all fucking short and small and bullshit.
No, Facebook, Instagram, you get 1 minute. Facebook, you can have a longer video.
It was longer, but it was like all compressed and shitty looking and the video was clipped off at the sides. And then I was like, okay, Facebook sucks.
That might be based on who fucking uploaded that. Wasn't an official video. video?
Based on Facebook.
You know why Facebook does suck? Because only 12% of your audience is actually sees your post.
Yeah.
Facebook, so you could have 10,000 fucking people and just a few, like 100 people see that shit. It's retarded. Yeah, they do that so you have to pay money for people to see your shit.
Wise rich.
Bastards.
You know fucking what you can pay money towards, though? Our Patreon that's coming out in... We've decided we're going to release it in January.
Yes.
Patreon. We already have... We have the first member already. Can't say a name.
Yes.
But we have a first member who's already paid a year's membership.
And it was awesome.
Yes.
Super fucking awesome. Thank you for doing that.
We received a letter that at first seemed scary in a legality sense, as elusive as I can be about it. Because we looked at it like, damn, there's a cease and desist or something in this envelope. And we opened it to cold hard cash, which was kind of fucking cool.
Right. Yeah. It was just a letter from a legal organization full of cash saying, please leave my name out of it. But here's money in advance to start. Help the Patreon.
Yeah. So modest of you. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you. Super, you know who you are.
You know who you are. It's awesome.
And
if you're delusional, you can imagine that it was you.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, that's cool. They were talking about
I think it's
me.
Against a lot of male money.
Is it?
But
I don't think so. I think it's not.
What, fucking grandmas have been breaking the law every birthday for like a thousand years?
It's not illegal male money. It's just your loss if you lose it. Like, you don't want to mail money. Yeah.
You're not supposed to mail money.
No, you can mail money. You just, if it gets lost, you're out the money. Like,
well,
there's no way.
If you want to mail money, it's 1931 I Street, Bakersfield, California, 93301. We would prefer you do it in a structured, reoccurring payment system with a credit card attached to it to support us because it's easier to keep track of and say thank you. But I'm not going to cry about an envelope if I open it up and it has money in
there. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need more Top Ramen. I'm poor.
Thank you for all the whiskey. I am living off Top Ramen right now. That trip fucking exhausted the bank.
Top Ramen for lunch.
Which Top Ramen can you eat?
The Top Ramen brand or the Oriental and the like a chili, like a spicy chili
about that.
Flavor.
Yeah.
Those are the only two that don't have
the meat
animals.
Flavor in them.
I'm going to do a lot of research and find out you've been fucking up for years. Just fucking ruin your day.
The blue Top Ramen.
Be, like nobody's perfect.
You killed some fish that you don't know about.
Jesus had an affair, Brent. Come on.
But the really spicy one isn't as good as just buying the Oriental flavor and putting El Yucateco in it.
That is right. I need more information on this spicy flavor. I want to do some research.
It's like some chili.
I'm going to find out that yellow number animal is fucking in there. That's
no, there's only
happen.
A red.
No, we do have something we caught him on, but we will do it. We're not going to do it on the show.
I forget the name of it. There's a red food coloring that starts with a C that's made from beet shells.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn, that's getting nitty gritty. Yeah. This man won't eat Cheerios because it has honey in it.
Well, I won't eat Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah. Regular Cheers are okay?
Yes.
Mm. How much have you looked into that?
I've looked into it.
Probably more than us.
He ate some shit on accident?
No.
I don't eat cereal much anyway. Cereal's a weird food.
Yeah.
Well, because you got to put milk on it.
These guys are all full of themselves. I was going to say thank you to all of the other listeners out there. Thank you for your comments. Thank you for when we say something wrong or we do something you don't like. Thank you. For commenting or talking to us. Thank you for following us. Yeah. Thank you for following us. Thank you for listening. And just thank you. You know, this is why we do it. You know, if we only had, you know, 1,000 listens, you know, we probably wouldn't still be doing this. So
thanks for keeping our morale up.
Yeah. Thank you for keeping the morale up and thank you for spreading the word. If you're out there spreading the gospel of the Sofa King podcast.
Which apparently this month we've gotten so many messages from new listeners and whatnot. It's just been crazy the amount of contact we've had in social media saying like, I found you last week. And the numbers reflect it.
I'm just curious. Did you guys get a lot of social media chatter about our dip into masculine glory when we were talking about handsome men on the show?
No, but it was in the picture. Brad was sitting on top of Brad Pitt or some shit.
No, the white Brad Pitt.
I had a lot of Instagram comments of people saying, "Wow, that went from zero to gay super quick."
Well, that's the thing. Like,
I had a lot of people admitting that they too thought Don Draper was a handsome bastard.
Yeah, I had to look him up.
He'll do it for me.
Yeah, I don't know who's what's this week. Who you got?
Oh, damn! I'm unprepared.
Another male or a female?
Male, female. That's easy. I mean, picking a dude you'd fuck is a lot harder than picking a female. So
definitely, I never said I'd fuck him. I said I'd kiss him right on the mouth.
This is what we're talking about.
I'm gonna stick with fiction, and you might try to like nitpick on this, but I'm gonna say Tyler Durden in Fight Club.
You which got is to dis- that way too quick. Which is you should have deliberated
which
a little
is distinctly
more.
Different no, that's all right. than saying Brad Pitt, yeah. but Tyler yeah. Durden in Fight Club.
Yeah, kind of grungy a little bit. You like the attitude. I get it.
I'm uncomfortable with that one, Dave. That was way too quick. I think that decision was arrived at in a fantasy at a previous date, and you had that shit in your pocket.
Well, everybody has. Whatever you say is going to happen.
You do an image search. For fucking Tyler Durden shirtless in Brad Pitt.
I have a poster.
And you're going to think is a fucking specimen of male anatomy. Yeah.
I've got a poster.
Skinny.
Yeah.
Too skinny for me in that one.
Yeah.
Too skinny?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was roided up. Who you got? You got somebody from Twilight or something, huh?
No. I was too busy hating on Dave.
You want him to glisten like diamonds. I'm trying to think too.
If Brad's got one, I can think while Brad's talking.
But. Yeah, I just can't have them dirty. Like, they got to be clean, you know? Got to be a clean man. Probably no beard.
What has happened that we're talking about our fucking gay loves at the end of the show? What was it? Something happened?
I don't remember.
I started this shit. I did start it. Yeah. I got no one today.
I'm gonna go straight up with Nicolas Cage. Like now.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, now because I can because he's going bald now. It's like I want the post hair Nicolas Cage, like where he has
Peach for hours.
He can eat a peach for hours. So that's true. That's true.
I fucking can't participate.
Come on.
You started it a couple of weeks ago. You gotta throw one out.
Fuck Nick Cage and Brad Pitt.
I want the old one. I'm going, you know, older the berry, sweeter the juice on this one. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Or at least if I get a load to the face, it's gonna be more powdery.
I got nothing.
Come on.
I'm trying to make myself spit out like fucking like Travolta or Tom Cruise because somehow I can get into Scientology and find some shit out, but I'm still repulsed at the thought of fucking kissing
Travolta's bad. That's a bad one.
No, it's not good.
We'll just say
he's down though. I know he's down because he wants to
Brent's suppressing his feelings. It's okay.
So we'll just officially say for Brent that it was the werewolf from Twilight.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, because he likes him buff. He did say he wanted him buff.
I'm going to say this. I can't stand that guy's voice. No fucking way.
Well, then pick somebody. You got
what's
a couple
that guy's
seconds.
Even name?
Brent's lover.
Fucking, I'm gonna go with Matt Damon just because he's intelligent.
Okay. All right, that's good.
I got
that's
your back.
Yeah, he's built and he's intelligent. I'm a fan of his movies. Good Will Hunting is one of my favorite movies.
There you go. See,
so maybe next
intelligence
week.
Intelligence is attractive to me for sure.
So next week we'll do it with females.
Maybe or we'll forget all about this.
Yeah, we totally will.
Then this didn't happen.
All right.
Even oh, fuck, hold on. We got so caught up in our gay fantasies that we almost didn't
think. I'm still thinking about dudes right now.
I'm all distracted. Yeah. God damn it. I can't even do this. Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. And they can be found in most major grocery stores. They can be found in Mexico. We may be coming to a town near you on our search for Teco.
Yes.
We're going to make a mini documentary called Finding Teco. Which is the search for Teco. It's done in black and white.
And no, we're
just
not doing
just
black
to
and white.
Be artsy with sad music as we wander through the towns.
No, that's your own thing. We're doing legit.
I'm making a mini documentary called Finding Teco on the site outside of Brad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm taking the film footage and turning it black and white.
Well, then there'll be a color one right above it.
Don't say colored. That's not politically correct.
It'll be a colored one right
above
it.
It'll be a Negro one right
above
it. Black guy said that. So thank you, El Yucateco Hot Sauce. Use code SOFAKING to save some money. If you can't find it where you're at, you can buy it 6 bottles at a time on their website. If you're not trying to buy 6 bottles, you can generally buy 3 bottles on Amazon or 1 bottle with crazy shipping from some third party.
That's TMI.
But you can get it. Thank you to PrintDirtJeep.com. Use code SOFAKING to get a discount. He does all our stickers. Thank you for him. De Leon Graphics, who makes all of our t-shirts and koozies.
And he was praising all of the dick photos he got.
I was trying to let him slip away from the dick thing. I'm not trying to like brand him with dicks, but
no, he was happy about it. He was smiling. He was talking about it. Yeah. But don't put him on his wall on his business page.
No, just send him a private message
and he'll get back to you with a loving message.
Or if you need a screen printing product made, you can contact him. Currently does not have a website, but he does have a Facebook, De Leon Graphics with an X.
Yeah.
Thank you to Digital Creations. You can also contact them via Facebook. Also, you know what? Go like our sponsors' Facebooks to show them that we're making impact. Like, if you guys can go like their pages, you don't have to follow it. You don't have to see pictures of printed items and whatever promotion they're going. But if you like their page, it at least lets them know that our fans, that we're having impact with our fans.
Our listeners don't even like our page. Like, why would we do that?
Maybe. We'll see what
fucking
happens.
Lazy, lazy feedback. Clickers out there. They got lazy finger.
Yeah, just
call me?
Click like. Yeah. Click like, then click unfollow.
Lazy figures out
just
there.
Like the page for them. And then last but not least, thank you to Camryo Jiu-Jitsu. You can log on to armhunter.com. They do also have a Facebook that you can go like and follow or unfollow if you're if you have your feed specifics.
And you go buy a gi and you can run around the house in it and act like you do jiu-jitsu.
I think you forgot him on the last episode.
I think so. Nope. I said it for sure.
No, okay.
I absolutely did, because
you could have said that could have been your man. Dan,
every time I
Dan,
talk about it,
that could have been your man.
Oh yeah,
you Dan been, Camarillo. You always talk about him.
I feel like Matt Damon.
You always
like,
talk
I could be
about
a,
Dan
I,
with his shirt off.
Here's the problem with Dan. He whooped my ass for sure, and he.
Oh, you want to be dominant?
I want to be able to possibly be dominant, and I feel like Matt Damon is in good shape and the whole Bourne Identity, but I fucking feel like I might still have a little bit of a chance. I catch him slipping. Dan is gonna fuck me up. No
what about like Keanu Reeves?
He's trained a lot too, though. Yeah, I don't know that movie training. Like
the new one, the new one. What's the new movie he's coming out with?
It's John Wick.
John Wick number two or whatever.
There's no one alive. There can't be a John Wick two because he killed all the motherfuckers in the first one. He killed like 70 people in that movie.
Yeah. So yeah.
Don't kill his puppy.
I'm telling you. Old Keanu. He's doing good.
Yes.
Like our Facebook. Keep your eye out for our Patreon. It's coming very, very soon.
Fun Run Arena, Sofa King.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I forgot about that. Yep. I went on board with that. Hit I'm going to forget when we walk out of here.
Yeah, hit me up if you're on Destiny. Me and James, our voiceover guys, looking for clan mates. So
no,
I don't play Battlefield bullshit. I only play Destiny.
Yep.
So whatever.
I don't play games.
And if you go on our Facebook on this, when we post this episode, go ahead and put who your gay pick is for the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let us know. Male or female. If you're female, female. If you're male, male.
We're finally going to get that Facebook like that we want, but it's going to be flooded with fucking man crushes.
Yeah, that's okay. Who's your man crush? Yeah. Who's your podcast man crush?
I want to
let us know. Yeah.
You have to like our page if you're going to post a man crush, though.
Yeah, I'm sure
we're gonna have to turn it off or something. Someone go make us a Wikipedia and blow it up all fucking crazy.
You can't just make a Wikipedia. They have to start sending emails to Wikipedia.
All right, send emails to Wikipedia and get us a Wikipedia, and then Tosh.0 it and fucking make up all kinds of bullshit about Gary Coleman and our professions and sexual preferences. That's all I got.
All right. Well, on that note, don't be a retard.
I go to sleep with pictures of porn hoes on my wall.
Yeah,
bitch, I'm trying to fuck. And the laws of attraction say vision that you're seeing. So I'm trying to close my eyes to see a million bitches screaming. Begging for the semen in front of demon with no tooth. Getting head in the back seat, reflection on the moon roof. The bitch pussy loose goose, fly like parachute. Hit the booth and now a nigga shining like space boots. Y'all niggas stop bar, brown like the space bar. Hit me, go forward, flow tight like a cake star. Y'all whack like a nigga with a fucking rape charge. Never leave a cell cause he gon' get jumped on the yard. I met a bitch and now she got a wedding ring. We fucking hoes together on $1,000 sex swing. They use toys, I sniff coke and watch while I'm jerking on my dick, Brina and all on my socks. Broads all abroad wanna take their brows off just to squeeze on their nipple while they suck a nigga off. Real heavy with the spit back. I'm feeling like the Black Brad Pitt. I'm the Black Brad Pitt. The Black Brad Pitt. All these bitches on my deck. I'm the Black Brad Pitt. The Black Brad Pitt. The Black Brad Pitt. All these bitches on my deck. I'm the Black Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt. How out. Brad Pitt. Bitch. Brad Pitt. How out. Brad Pitt. Bitch. Brad Pitt. How out. Brad Pitt. Bitch. Brad Pitt. How out.
clothes on my deck, deck. Cause I'm the black brand.